Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
The varsity girls are big winners over Lafayette. Now it's time for the varsity boys as Auburn High hosts the Bulldogs of Lafayette here on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. And we talked a little bit about a different-looking Auburn High girls team because they were missing a few players. This Auburn High boys team, they just picked up a few players as football season did come to an unfortunate end. But if you are looking for a bright side to that, you do gain some players on the basketball side, gaining a couple of the football players highlighted by Cash Reeve, Peyton Plotz. You also get Mark Bazell back as well. I mean, you get some players that you desperately needed in terms of depth, right? This team for Auburn High has been playing really, really well. They've just been running like crazy, and they like to push the ball, but all the teams they've played like to push the ball as well, and that's what we saw the last time out with this Lafayette team. 82-56 was the final score. Tigers do get the win. A week ago on the road, leading scorers were Carl Lindsay with 18, Tabari Allen with 16, and Antoine Daniels with 15. Also another Tiger in double digits was Hampton Jordan, who had 11 in that ball game. And so you get some of those players back, and we've talked to head coach Chris Brand about that on and off the mic, how even if they're not fully ready to go in terms of basketball shape and basketball mindset right now, is trying to get through the disappointing end to a football season, you at least have some bodies, you at least have some guys that can eat some minutes. And I think that's what Auburn is going to look to do tonight for this varsity boys team. And look, Lafayette's going to run, and they've got some athletes. Last time it was Jordan Johnson, the guy you had to look out for, wearing number two in black and yellow tonight. You've got to watch out for him if Auburn wants to have a chance to win this game. They've only lost once. It was the season opener against Carver. They're 2-1 so far this season, trying to make a 3-1 here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll have starting lineups and opening tip when we come back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
It's time now for your starting lineups. They're presented by Auburn Bank. The their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Bulldogs of Lafayette. Starting at guard is number one, Amelian Hughley. Starting number two, Jordan Johnson. Starting is number three, Kamari Harrington. Number five, Kamaron Thomas. And number 13, Jaden Thomason. Again, one, Hughley. Two, Johnson. Three, Harrington. Five, Thomas. And 13, Thomason. And now the starting lineups for your Auburn High School Tigers. Again, they're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Starting at guard, he wears number zero, a six-foot junior. It's Trendon Maynor. Starting at a guard slash forward, he's a 6 foot six junior. He wears number one. It's Antoine Daniels. Also, a senior standing at 5 foot 11. He's a starting guard for your Auburn High School Tigers. Number three, Joseph Hightower. Starting for the Tigers tonight at forward, he wears number 10, a 6 foot seven junior. It's Trey Ross. And starting for the Tigers at 6 foot three, a 205-pound senior, he wears number 12. It's Tabari Allen. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Let's take 30 seconds and be right back for opening tip between Auburn and Lafayette here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Bulldogs moving right to left as we look at it. The opening tip is underway. The Tigers win it, and they start with a missed layup on their end. We're moving right to left now as we look at it. Bulldogs will work it into the corner of Lafayette. Whipped into the corner, tipped by the Tigers. They work it now on the right wing in front of the Auburn High bench. Bulldogs moving around now. It is Johnson at the point. He'll feed it on the near side. It's Thomas. He's pressured heavily by Trendon Maynor. Feeds to the right wing. Contested three is good. Contested three is good by Amelian Hughley, and the Bulldogs start the game with a three. It is 3-0. Bulldogs were 45 seconds into the opening quarter, and Trey Ross down low was fouled by Lafayette. A hot start here between the Tigers and the Bulldogs, Auburn High and Lafayette. It's 3-0 Bulldogs, just underway, one less than a minute in to the opening quarter. Allen to trigger on the inbound, gets it into Trey Ross at the point. Ross has it. He'll hand off to Trendon Maynor, who's going to run the point. He's guarded heavily by Thomas. They feed it to the left wing. Allen, corner to Hightower, hesitates, moves around now. Maynor thought about the deep straightaway three, works his way into the lane. 8 foot floater, no. Rebound knocked around by Ross and pulled down by the Bulldogs. Ahead into the corner, guarded by Tabari Allen. Dribbles baseline, whips it out. Straightaway three for the Bulldogs. Can't bank it in, and pulled down by Hightower on the far side. Ahead now for Maynor. Throws ahead underneath for Ross, who then was pushed from behind. And it is a foul on Lafayette. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. It's Allen to trigger from the baseline, finds Antoine Daniels. His first touch in the ballgame, spins in, left hand is good. And the Tigers are on the board. They trail by one, 3-2, or a minute and a half into the ballgame. It is now Thomas. He splits a couple of defenders, and the floater is good. Kamaron Thomas, his first bucket on the day, and the Bulldogs up 5-2. Daniels goes flying into the lane. He was hit as he went up. Spins on the floor. He was fouled. Shot's no good. But a good effort by Antoine Daniels to work his way to the free throw line. And keep an eye on this. With 6:11 to play in the opening quarter, that's the third foul already on Lafayette. Daniels' first free throw is good. First free throw was good. Second free throw is good as well. Antoine, 6'6", a junior on this roster. Here is Johnson now. Left hand dribble drive on Maynard. Gets past him. Trey Ross, good stepping up defense, but they're going to get him on the blocking foul. Was that in the act of shooting? Oh, my goodness. They called that in the act of shooting. He threw it up wild after the whistle blew. But they're going to give it to Jordan Johnson, who steps to the free throw line for two. Starter still on the floor. It's Hightower, Daniels, Allen, Maynard, and Ross. And some sort of a delay. I don't know what it is between officials on the far side. I don't know if there's a discussion there, if there's a problem with the clock. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. Two officials on the far side are talking. One standing on the near side. There's no real communication, and it looks like we're having a scoreboard issue with 5:59 to play. Head coach Chris Prantz getting out the old school scoreboard. Again, not quite the flip with the pads, but you're getting out the smaller scoreboard that's going to sit on the sideline. Worked fine for most of the girls' game, as far as I know.
Okay, thank you.
And so, again, trying to get some confusion. New scoreboard being whipped out here at Auburn High. 5:59 in the first quarter. 5-2, Lafayette's lead over Auburn High. Don't necessarily want to take a break in case they get that thing working quicker than I think they can. I think this is an unofficial timeout, right? Unofficial timeout. Timeouts brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. An officials timeout. Again, we appreciate you all being with us on 96.3 W Lee on the Auburn High Sports Network. Credit to the players, man. They haven't moved off that free throw line. Had a problem a couple of weeks ago when we were here. And so, here's now we got the scoreboard going. Again, you've got, as we sit here at Auburn High Gymnasium, we're looking straight up the Auburn High A from the bottom to the top. To our left on the far side of the gym is the LED scoreboard. Just to our right is still the old school scoreboard. And both of them are paired together, is what I've been told. And they seem to be malfunctioning as of the last couple of weeks. And now we're back to action. First free throw is short from Jordan Johnson. Maynard with two. Daniels with two for Auburn. They trail. No, excuse me. That's the first bucket for Auburn. Maynard does not have two. Apologies on. No, they do. Okay. See, I got all sorts of confusion going because one scoreboard, I'm going to have to treat myself or I guess teach myself to look across the way and not at one of these scoreboards. Second free throw was good. And so now it is 6-4. Daniels kicks to the corner. No, excuse me. Allen kicks to Daniels in the corner. One dribble hesitation shot. No. And we're going the other way. Right to left on your radio dial. Bulldogs have the basketball. Does Lafayette on your Auburn High Tigers. It is Johnson out front, guarded by Antoine Daniels. We've got 5:30 to play in the opening quarter. Handoff. Daniels steals it. Daniels steals it at half court. Goes up strong with the left hand. Caught and a foul. Antoine Daniels will wait to be picked up by his teammates. He earned that pickup. He's heading to the line for one more. As the clock counting on the far side, now they get it to stop. Tigers trail 6-4. What an and one opportunity. Oh. Should be 6-6, is it not? Yeah. Should be. There's all sorts of scoreboard problems. Because that one's just not is not going to get it done, I don't think. That scoreboard is not operating properly. So, shaky start here at Auburn High. Again, we appreciate your patience on the broadcast as they try to get it worked out on the far side. Score is 6-6, according to myself. Now, they don't always trust me. No, 6-5. Oh, my goodness. There's all sorts of confusion. Tell you what, let's take 30 seconds, see if we can get this thing figured out. Scoreboard issues at Auburn High. Back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
I believe the big scoreboards are working again. Antoine Daniels missed the free throw. Lafayette missed a layup in transition, and then the Tigers turned it over. So here are the Bulldogs now, moving right to left as we look at it. Score is tied at 6. As we have 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter, left-hand drive, left-hand layup, a hook shot, no, but Johnson will earn his way back to the free throw line. So 4:57 to play in this first quarter, and we're all knotted up at 6 apiece. Tonight's broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. So Jordan Johnson has got a point so far tonight. First free throw is good for him. And I just watched the score change. So the scoreboard is working here. So we'll see if we can keep that sucker going. 7-6, second free throw's good. Make it 8-6. Jordan Johnson's got three. And here come the Tigers now. First substitution is Tyler Dixon in the ballgame. He subs in for Trey Ross. Carl Lindsey in the ballgame as well. Hampton Jordan steps in two. Nice feed from Hampton Jordan, and he lays it in with the left hand. He found the reverse and got it to go. Hampton Jordan's on the board. He's got two. Tigers tied back up at 8. Straight away now, trying to feed it to the right wing. Allen got a fingertip on it. Free ball goes to the Bulldogs. Feed it to the corner. He carried it in the corner, and they're going to call a travel either way. Emilian Hughley doesn't understand why he got caught for it. It was pretty clear from my point of view. And the Tigers force a turnover with 4:25 to play. We're knotted up at 8 apiece. Maynard. Handoff now from Tabari Allen. He's got it on the right wing. High screen from Allen. Maynard behind the back dribble with 4:10 to play. He'll find Carl Lindsey. Works it over to the far side. That is Tyler Dixon. Now feeds to Maynard. Fakes a three. Step back three. No. And throws it to Allen. On the wing. Too strong. Long board to Tabari Allen. Spins in the lane. That's a three attempt. No. Gets on the baseline. 12-foot floater. Too strong. Maynard gets the offensive board. Fakes the defense. Lindsey back out now. Tigers have a long possession going. Hampton Jordan was pumped from behind. Kicks to the corner. Tabari Allen. Yes! After all that, the Tigers put a three on the board. They're up 11-8. They earned those points on that possession. Second, third, fourth opportunity, and now a near turnover. Now it is a turnover. Ball's on the floor. Dixon goes flying. Maynard goes flying. Punches it out of bounds to the far side. 14-0 in white. Both went diving on the floor and just couldn't get hands on it. You love the effort if you're head coach Chris Brandt of this Auburn High School team. As Tabari Allen and Trendon Maynard are going to sit down. As Peyton Plott subs in for the first time this season. The standout receiver for Auburn High School football is on the floor for the first time. He wears number 5 in white. Does Peyton Plott off the left side, guarded by Hampton Jordan. Bulldogs have it moving right to left on your radio dial. It is Johnson now. Kicks to the corner, back to Johnson, guarded heavily by Tyler Dixon. Right-hand dribble, kicks to the corner. Good closeout by Daniels. Throws it back to the near side. On the left wing, guarded by Plott. Left-hand dribble, gets into the lane. Lots of contact, got a lot of ball, too. Ahead now for Lindsay. He goes into the corner for Dixon. Swings it. Plott has it at the point, picks up his dribble. They work it around on the left side, trying to feed Jordan in the lane. They do. Power right dribble, spin in the lane. Floater's no good, just off the side of the rim. Out of bounds, saved by the Bulldogs. And here comes LaFaya. We are running here in this first quarter. 2.5 to play. Tigers lead 11-8. Free throw line extended on the left side. Lots of contact on the ball handler Johnson from Tyler Dixon. We play on. Far side, it is Carl Lindsay guarding. Now it's Antoine Daniels guarding. Gets around him, picks up the dribble. Kicked on the left wing, right-hand dribble. Into the corner, nowhere to go. Tigers pressuring hard. We approach 2 minutes to play in the first. Right-hand dribble, feeds it in, stolen away by Dixon. Good hands by Tyler Dixon, getting a lot of early action, is number 14. Plott in the lane, floats it up, no, but he'll head to the line. Daniels went for the put-back dunk, but the play was called dead. I love the aggressiveness from Peyton Plott, a 5'7 senior on this Auburn High School team. He may be 5'7", but folks, I saw a video of him the other day on social media. I think he posted it on X, formerly known as Twitter. Folks, he can dunk at 5'7". I saw it with my own two eyes, at least on a video. He can jump out of the gym, man. And his first points of the season for number 5, Peyton Plott. Wears 2 on the football field, 5 on the basketball floor. And his first bucket of the year is at the charity stripe. Second from Peyton Plott is good. 13-8. Tigers lead 154, and LaFayette wants to talk it over. Timeout on the floor. They're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
1:54 to play in the opening quarter. Auburn High leads 13-8 over LaFayette. Bulldogs are inbounding on the baseline, moving right to left, length of the floor to go. Tigers put pressure. They break that pressure in front of the Auburn High bench. Move the pivot foot, didn't get called. And now they work it back inside the Auburn High A. It is Thomas, goes off the right side, and a reach-in foul. Who are they going to get? And they're going to get Tyler Dixon, who wears number 14. Auburn High in their road whites. Don't know if I told you this part yet. Auburn High in their road whites. Or their home whites, excuse me, with blue letters and numbers on front and back. They've got the Auburn High A down each side. That's a right wing three. Good. Knocks it down. Is Zaylin Todd, his first points of the night. And Carl Lindsay has it straight away now. Bounce pass to Hampton, joining on the left wing. He's going to work it into the hands of Tyler Dixon. Lots of contact, splits the defense. Are they going to call offensive foul or defensive foul? I think it could go either way, and they are going to call it on Tyler Dixon. So it is going to be LaFayette basketball. 1:15 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers lead 13-11. They bring it up the floor right to left. Pulls up in transition. Can't get it to go. That was Jordan Johnson who let it fly. Tigers now on the run. Antoine Daniels off the right wing. Bumped in the lane. Lots of contact. No call. Here come the Bulldogs. He carried the basketball. Still no call. Floater's no good. Gets his own rebound as Johnson kicks it to the right wing. Floater way off. Pulled down on the rebound by LaFayette, and it put back for a layup. Kamari Harrington, give him the effort points, and we're tied up at 13 under a minute to play. Tigers moving around. Peyton Plott, left wing three, no, too strong, and Hampton Jordan pulls it down, but he's called for a foul underneath. First free throw, as that does put Lafayette in the bonus. First free throw is good by Zaylin Todd. Hit a three just a few moments ago. And the second free throw is good. 15-13. It is Lafayette on top. As Zaylin Todd's got five off the bench as Peyton Plott brings it across half court, pressured immediately, and he's going to be fouled. Did they get Julian Robinson? Think they did. And that puts the Tigers in the bonus, so they'll shoot free throws. Peyton Plott so far has a couple of points right here at the free throw line. Peyton Plott, it's first time seeing him on the basketball floor, but I can tell you he is fast and quick. As Big Shot Plott is what I like to call him on the football field, knocks down the first. Second free throw from Peyton Plott is good. Maybe that's in, you know, we talk about this with the girls team, but this Auburn High boys team, a pretty good free throw shooting team, but just early on here with Peyton Plott, love to see effective free throw shooting. He played just seven games a year ago. Average 3 points and a rebound per game. Tigers have tied it up at 15 apiece, 21.2. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Bulldogs moving right to left. It's almost stolen by Carl Lindsay. Almost stolen by Plott. And all around, another near steal right here in front of us. Maynard went for it. Floater's no good. Daniels comes up with it. 8 seconds to play. He clears across half court. Thinks about kicking to the corner. Won't do so. Works in the lane. Layup is good and a foul. Hesitated whether he wanted to call a foul or a travel. They do call the foul. Daniels gets his fifth and 6 points of the quarter and has a chance at one more. ...17-15, and that free throw goes. It's now 18-15. Antoine Daniels is up to 7 points. 1 second, lets it fly at the buzzer. Oh, almost banked it in, and no good. We head to the second quarter. Exciting first here at Auburn High School. 18-15, Tigers lead. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
After an up-and-down first quarter, Tigers take a three-point lead into the second. Bulldogs have it in their own half court, moving right to left. A 20-foot jumper from the right wing, no, and pulled down by Cash Reef, another football player, seeing his first action here in this young season. Works his way into the lane, right-hand floater, no, and a long board pulled down by the Bulldogs, and here we go. In between three defenders and a bailout foul. You run right into a wall of white jerseys and get bailed out on a reach-in call. It was Kamari Harrington who's going to earn the foul. He's going to draw the foul, I should say, and they're going to get Cash Reef on the foul. I wrote down that he's going to bring extra minutes at the guard spot, and that is going to be the case, something this Auburn High team has desperately needed early in the year. Pump fake got Trey Ross to go. Layup is no good, but free throws coming for Jaden Thomason. ...18-16 now. First free throw was good. By Jaden Thomason. His first points of the night. Second one rattles home after a couple of kisses. Off of the rim. Maynard, Daniels, Allen, Reef. and Jordan. The five on the floor for the Tigers, moving left to right on your radio dial. Reef, right wing, fakes, hesitates, right-hand layup blocked, out of bounds, will stay here with the Tigers. It was knocked out by the Bulldogs, Jaden Thomason. I like the effort from Cash Reef. But good defensive effort from 13 and Black. Reef's going to sub out. Hightower is going to come in, bring so much energy and pressure off the bench. Does Hightower. Man, he can get hot in a hurry. He tries to throw it in, feeds to Allen. It was knocked around, and Maynard comes up with it. Moving left to right, Maynard's got it straight away in the half court. Jordan feeds back to him. Maynard lets it go from deep. No. Hightower pulls down the rebound, push from underneath, up in it. He sits on his back end. And a foul's going to be called as Hightower skies for the rebound. 5'11". He jumps about like Peyton Plott does, just as high as you can think. It was 7:05 to play in the first half. Tigers lead 18-17. Inbound out to Jabari Allen. He's guarded heavily now. Out front by Johnson. High screen by Johnson, or excuse me, by Jordan. Feeds. Corner. Hightower. Three. Bang! Hightower gets open in the corner. Give Jabari Allen the assist. Tigers up by four. 6:45 to play. Bulldogs throw it away into the Auburn High bench. May have been tipped. Believe Antoine Daniels is the one who tipped it. Bulldogs inbound into the half court. Daniels steps up on the ball carrier. Kamaron Thomas feeds here on the near side. Volleyball line extended. 6:35 to play in the first half. Into the corner, guarded heavily by Hightower. Tigers go back into a man-to-man. Hightower guarding on the left side, feeds, free throw line, jumper. Can't get it to fall. Antoine Daniels clears ahead. Maynard on the left wing, waits for Daniels to get to him, and now he'll reset. 21-17 is our score. Tigers on top of the Bulldogs here on a Wednesday night at Auburn High School. Allen, floater, right hand, trickles in for Jabari Allen. Had three in the first. He's got now two here in the second, up to five for the game. Into the corner. It is Harrington. Feeds back up to the volleyball line on the left side. Goes around Maynard. Pokes it out from behind. Took a shot inside. Hampton Jordan may have got a piece of the face of Kamaron Thomas. I believe they are going to get a foul. They're going to call that on the floor. Just the third foul for Auburn, so no free throws yet. For the Bulldogs, Tigers lead 23-17, 5:52 to play in this first half. Nearly a turnover for the Bulldogs. They feed it to the right side. Right hand layup is swatted away by Jabari Allen. He says no, sir. Hughley wanted to, and Allen had other plans. Good defensive effort by the Tigers here on this possession. It's an inbound pass, baseline underneath. They feed it in, almost stolen away, and now it was, and then steps out of bounds as Magnus Davis is in the ballgame for the first time. 22 in white. Got the steal, just had those toes on that baseline. It'll stay with the Bulldogs again, moving right to left as we look at it in their own half court. The inbound, it is Harrington, feeds to the point, swings to the right wing. Back to the point, guarded by Hightower. Feeds to the near side, 5:35 to play in the first half. Davis guards heavily around Allen, jumper, 8 feet, no. Long board pulled down by Lafayette. On the right side now, guarded by Magnus Davis. Spin move on him. Goes up and swatted with two hands by Antoine Daniels. And somehow the Bulldogs come up with it. They've got a 3-on-2. Tigers able to get back. Baseline, drive, feed, layup, no. Long rebound out to the Bulldogs again. Now on the left wing. Feed down on the block. Layup is good. My goodness. Tigers had a possession like that in the first quarter. Lafayette gets it back. Up by four are the Tigers. 23-19, under five to play in the first half, or excuse me, first quarter. Maynard. Hands off. Tigers working around the perimeter. It's Hightower now into the corner. Allen wants another one. Way long. Didn't hit anything. And pulled down on the strong side by Hughley. Tigers get back in transition defensively. They feed into the corner. And timeout called by Lafayette. They want to talk it over. 23-19. Tigers lead 4:27 in this first quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
4:27 in the opening frame, back and forth. I believe opening half, but that's okay. Scoreboard still having technical difficulties here at Auburn High School. Bulldogs have it now, moving right to left. They're in their own half court off the left side. Davis cuts him off as he tried to go baseline. Picked up his dribble. Feeds now to the point. They work it around to the right side. 4:15 to play. Davis guarding at the point. It's Johnson. Cannot get around him. How about Magnus Davis, who has been a lockdown defender so far? He's now going to get called for the foul on a wild floater in the lane. We'll send him to the free throw line. 23-19. As the Tigers have a lead, that will send Jordan Johnson to the free throw line. He's got 3 points so far. Knocks down the first as Johnson. And second free throw is good. Tigers lead cut to two. Maynard, Davis, Maynard, Davis feeds it to Lindsey Daniels. Now, right wing elbow, jumper too strong, pulled down, weak side by Thomason. And the Bulldogs are looking to run. 23-21, 3:45 to play. And the Bulldogs are going to slow it down. Can you believe it? One of the very few half-court sets you're going to see in a ball game like this. As Lindsey guards heavily on the ball handler. Wild layup, no. Pulled down over Antoine Daniels. Put back, no. Tigers fight for the rebound. It's Daniels who rips it away. Daniels across the logo, steps in. Transition three, way off on the right side. Davis comes up with the board, kicks it out. Bulldogs on the floor. They come up with it, as should be a travel. And it is. They went skirting across the floor as Brooks Orr wearing number 11s in the ballgame for the first time tonight. He's going to sub out. Lindsey's going to sub out. No, excuse me. Lindsey's going to inbound as Daniels will sub out. Peyton Plott is back in the ballgame. So Lindsey, Plott, Maynard, Allen, and Davis on the floor for the Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. 3:15 to play. 23-21. Tigers on top. Maynard, right wing, feeds to Allen, steps into a three, it's good! Tabari Allen, he's up to five in the ballgame, or excuse me, five in the corner, eight in the ballgame so far. Tigers back up by five. Under three to play, pressure by Auburn High. It's Lindsey now pressuring the basketball. Now it is Peyton Plott on the left side in front of the Auburn High bench. It is Johnson working on Plott. Feeds inside. Good hands by Maynard. Had a layup and stripped it away. Here come the Tigers. Maynard in transition with the right hand. Finger roll is good. Trend and Maynard coast to coast for number zero. And the Tigers expand on their lead. They're up by seven with 2.5 to play. Left wing now gets around Davis. Step back. Deep three. Good. Oh, my goodness. Jordan Johnson, he's got eight in the ballgame, including five in the corner on a step-back three right over Magnus Davis, who works his way into the lane, feeds the corner. Three was good, and they're going to say offensive foul. They called an offensive foul on Magnus Davis, who had such a good play. Jabari Allen hit the three for what it's worth. Doesn't count, but the Tigers are up by four with 2:09 to play. 28-24. Right to left, full length of the court to go. Tigers put pressure. 5 seconds, and they do get it in, apparently. Here comes Johnson now. Approaches the timeline. He gets across it. Picked up by Maynard immediately. On the right side, stuck, looking for a help. Gets it now on the near side. It is Peyton Plott defensively. It is Harrington. Spin move, layup, good, and a foul. Kamari Harrington had two in the first. He's got two in the second. And a chance at one more. They've cut into the lead. They're down by two And Lafayette fans have traveled here to Auburn High School. Tigers traveled a week ago, and Bulldogs have traveled here tonight. And the free throw is good. Harrington converts on the opportunity. One-point game inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 28-27, Tigers lead. Clock counting down from 140. Maynard in the lane at the charity stripe. Spin move, Euro step, and no on the layup, but he was fouled on the way. Good work by Trenton Maynard, the 6-foot junior. He just plays with an edge at that point guard spot. You can see it in his eyes, man. He loves to compete. He smiles when he's on defense. You just don't see that a whole lot anymore. And the first free throw can't connect. Maynard's second attempt is good. Maynard up to 5 tonight for the Tigers. Lead is back up to 2. And blocked inside, it was Magnus Davis as the Bulldogs tried to go in transition and kept the Tigers sleeping. Can't do so. Davis now has it in the corner, and the Tigers are slow down with 1:20 to play left to right on the radio dial. 29-27 on top of Lafayette here in the first half of action. Maynard thought about the 3. Tigers now working around. They'll hand off here on the near side to Lindsay. He's pressured immediately. Davis gets a bounce pass at the point, steps in. That's a 3. Oh, my goodness. It hit every part of the rim and fell out. And then Trenton Maynard says he had it, says he threw it off a Bulldog. But his argument, he's not going to win. It's Bulldog basketball. No, apologies. They changed the call. Okay, they changed the call. It is Tiger basketball, as it'll be Lindsay to trigger left side underneath on the baseline. And the Tigers are going to run a stack on that near side. They go flying. They find Daniels. Floater off the inbound. No. Went for his own rebound. Goes out of bounds. It is Bulldog basketball. Missed opportunities for Auburn High so far in this first half. They lead by 2. As the Bulldogs have it. Moving right to left. They crossed half court with less than a minute to play. Splits the double team, pulls up, free throw line, floater with the left hand, no. Long rebound, tipped to the near side and pulled down by Magnus Davis. And Maynard is going to slow it down for the Tigers. 35 seconds to play in the frame. Maynard at the point, hands off for Davis. He's going to work it now to Barry Allen. The Tigers have plenty of time, 30 seconds on the clock, counting down. It is Allen, Plotz, Davis, Lindsay, and Maynard, the 5 on the floor for the Tigers. 20 seconds to Barry Allen, dribbles now. He's at the point. He's going to run it. Hand off to Lindsay. Behind the back dribble. Maynard on the right wing. Looks at the clock. He's got 13. He'll step inside the Auburn High A. Tigers have a 2-point lead. We're down to 7. Now to 6. Now with 5. Maynard with 4. At the point with 3. In the lane with 2. Backdoor cut to Allen with 1. It goes incomplete. It was stolen by the Dogs. And that is how the first half will come to a close. Tigers had their chances. Couldn't cash in. They take a 2-point lead to the locker room. Stick around. We're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this game. Plus, try to get head coach Courtney Pritchett on the broadcast as well. Talk about his Lady Girls, or his Lady Tigers, that is, as they get a win over Lafayette as well. Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Federal Credit Union, homegrown and member owned. our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
The Auburn High School boys on top of Lafayette, 29-27, in what has been a really exciting first half here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll talk some more about this boys game coming up in just a few minutes, but do want to give some credit and always have a pleasure to sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School girls basketball team, who got a big win 66-14 tonight over Lafayette. Coach, welcome into the broadcast. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, how is it for you as a head coach when you played the same team a week ago and didn't play anybody in between? Yeah. I mean, you had a whole week to, I guess, prepare for the same exact team.
Yes. Well, no. We have about three games that we had to prepare for within that time. And so we had to kind of section out our practices where, you know, there are some things that crossed over with Lafitte, and then we've got Charles Henderson tomorrow.
Yep.
And then we're going up to Atlanta to play a Morrow team who's like number five in the state of Georgia.
Yeah,
so,
I saw that.
Yeah, so we just had to prepare for all of them in one sitting. And so the things that crossed over between Lafitte and Charles Henderson, you know, we kind of worked on. But they, like, Morrow's totally different. And so hopefully we can get through tomorrow. And then we're probably going to watch film while the boys are playing tomorrow just to kind of get ourselves going and get ready for that game.
Undefeated on the year so far, 4-0. And tonight you were down a couple of players because of varsity flag football going on at Duck Sanford Stadium, including Brooke Hallman, who was your leading scorer a week ago when you played this Lafayette team.
You know, I tell people all the time, you know, a lot of coaches, that's hard for them to have players that play another sport. I remember being in high school and only being able to play basketball and not being able to play another sport. And so I always had regrets of what I could have done if I played anything else. So I'm super supportive of them. Like, I want them to be successful. I want her to, you know, continue to play, you know, flag football. I will get her back in enough time to be able to make a strong run. So I want her to enjoy that aspect of her life because she's a senior and she doesn't get a chance to do high school again. And so one opportunity. So I want her to do everything she can, you know. So she's a three-sport athlete. She's got basketball, she's got flag football, and then she's a track kid. So
good for you. You're right. That is rare, especially in today's era where it's just, I mean, you have basketball or softball or, I mean, any of those sports where they want you to play 12 months out of the year. And if you're not playing for school, they want you to play club ball somewhere. So good for you, Coach. That's big time stuff to allow Brooke Hallman to do that and not have any, you know, have any drawbacks on that, I guess.
And then on top of that, for her to be a Division I signee, you know, she signed this week to UNA. So that's, you know, it's another great accomplishment.
Yeah, she's a heck of a player. And you got a heck of a team. You got to see a lot of girls in action. How about Etheridge tonight getting out there? I think 7 points according to my score counter, whether you know, officially unofficial, but man, she plays with such high effort.
Man, Mackenzie is such a great kid. You know, her dad is a great guy, so I don't want to expect her to be anything different. But Mackenzie had a rough transition getting here to Auburn. You know, when you're a coach's kid, you move a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make new friends and everything. And so she found her place with basketball. And, you know, we love on her, and we're excited that she's there. And she's actually on our leadership council. So, you know, she's completely, you know, what Auburn you know, high school girls basketball is. And so we're really excited for her to have just a great night tonight.
You mentioned Charles Henderson. We're going to be here tomorrow to have the games broadcasted. Can you tell us anything about that team and the scouting that you've done so far?
Very, very, very scrappy. They play really, really hard. They're going to contest everything. You know, they offensively, they you know, it's a little slow with them getting going, but they're going to, you know, make it happen on the defensive end. So we've got to be solid with the ball, not turn the ball over. And we've got to try to execute a little bit better offensively.
Head coach Courtney Pritchett from Auburn High School girls basketball. You win 66-14. Always appreciate your time joining us here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Works out the best during the boys game. Get you on to talk about your team.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That is head coach Pritchett for Auburn High School girls basketball. We'll take a break, come back, tell you about the boys here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Tigers on top, 29-27 at the half. The varsity boys lead the Bulldogs of Lafayette. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Always appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett from Auburn High School girls basketball joining us on the broadcast. Talk about his team and how they got another win tonight. They're 4-0 with Charles Henderson coming into town tomorrow. But let's talk about the boys for a second. They're up 29-27, a little bit closer than we saw the first time around a week ago between these two teams. Remember, that final score ended up being 82-56. And so you look around at what Auburn has been doing so far in the first half. Leading scorer is Tabari Allen with 8. You've also got Antoine Daniels with 7. You have Trenton Maynard, who's got 5 as the starting guard. You also have Peyton Plott in his return to basketball, his start to basketball with 4. Joseph Hightower with 3 and Hampton Jordan with 2. And we're just about set to get going. Tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a quick break, come back, and that'll wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Start of the second half. Tigers lead 29-27 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Lafayette in the varsity boys game. I'm Jacob Gauntz with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers are now moving right to left on your radio dial as the Bulldogs will be moving left to right. It is Hightower who starts at the point guard spot. Hightower, Allen, Jordan. It is Plott and Daniels, the five on the floor for the Tigers to start in this third quarter. Daniels trapped in the corner, had it knocked away, maybe got fouled. He wants a foul call. He's not going to get one. And here come the Bulldogs left to right on your radio dial. Tigers have a two-point lead to start this third quarter. Off the left side, now they work it around the perimeter, now to the right side. They'll get it back to the point, guarded heavily by Daniels, and it's still guarded by Daniels. On the right side, left wing dribble, no. Pull up three straight away, in and out, and pulled down underneath by Hampton Jordan. Hightower looking to run for the Tigers. He'll step back and slow it down for the Tigers. Again, Auburn in their home whites with the blue letters and numbers front and back as they turn it over. Hightower threw it right into the hands of a Bulldog, but he's able to strip it on the layup attempt. He turned it over, but he takes away 2 points. It'll stay on this end of the floor with the Bulldogs. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. That three off the inbound is buried. That is Kamari Harrington. He had five in the first, give him three in the second. Auburn wants to talk it over. Timeout Tigers. Head coach Chris Brand not happy. Tigers trail 30-29. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Following the timeout, the Tigers have it in the half court. Hightower straightaway three. Splash! Hightower had three in the first half. He's got three already here in the second half. Tigers now, they lead back by two, 32-30. Bulldogs in the half court, guarded heavily by Peyton Plott. Plott getting in his first game action of the season. Fell down on a crossover. Think he slipped. He knew it as soon as it happened. Able to recover. Jump ball trying to be forced. He's still trying the way to get out of it and throws it to Hampton Jordan, who's then is barreled into right in front of the scorer's table. A foul by Cameron Thomas. Probably saved 2 points. Just so much physicality in a game like this. We saw it a little bit in the girls' game, but it's really been ramped up here in the boys' game, as you would expect, and they're letting him play a little bit. As Daniels will inbound from in front of his own bench, he'll get it back now from Hampton Jordan. 32-30, Tigers lead. We approach 6 minutes in the third. Daniels, left wing, picks up his dribble, feeds it to Allen down low. He's triple-teamed. Daniels in the corner, 4-3, cannot find it. Jordan tips it out. Hightower off the rebound, floater, no, and pulled down by the Bulldogs. On the left side, it is Johnson all the way, lost it on the way up. Here come the Tigers. They're on a foot race. 3-on-3, Hightower, layup, no, but he gets to the charity stripe. Joseph Hightower, aggressive with the basketball in his hands. He brings so much energy off the bench. He normally doesn't start. He did tonight, but just brings so much energy as a quality role-playing guard for this Auburn High School team. Tigers on top by two. Hightower short on the first. In 25 games a year ago, Hightower averaged just about 2 points per game, about a rebound per game, and also a steal per game as well. And you saw one right here as he's really stepped it up defensively. Well, he was good a year ago, but has since continued that. Head coach Chris Brandt loves seeing turnovers and seeing this team run. He goes 0 for 2, though, at the charity stripe. Allen can't pull down the board, and the Bulldogs clear. In the half court now at the point, guarded heavily by Antoine Daniels. Fed to the right volleyball line in front of us. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Tigers lead by two. Ahead now at the point, kicks to the corner. That's a three, airballed. Ahead now for Hightower, who reels it in one-handed, goes up with the layup, it's good, and no foul call as Hightower goes falling to the floor, giving five in this third quarter, begging for a foul call, can't get one. Tigers lead by four. On the left wing, guarded by Allen, gets in, layup too strong, pulled down by Jordan, feeds out now to Allen. He pushes ahead with the left hand, step back, three, wants it, can't get it, and in and out of the rim. Bulldogs. Now in the half court again. Kick to the left corner. They look to respond. Air ball pulled down by Hightower. Home run ball to Allen. He goes up and slams it home with two hands and can't do it. It went all the way in and all the way out. Tabari Allen was just robbed of 2 points. There's something you hate to see as a head coach. If you have the layup and you decide to dunk it, you better make it. And the Tigers lose out on two. They're up by four, four and a half to play. Baseline dribble out of the corner. Stolen. Plott sneaks it out of the air. Here comes Peyton Plott, coast to coast with the left hand. Good, and a foul. Peyton Plott goes coast to coast. Does the receiver, now a guard, and he's got a chance at one more at the free throw line. Love to see Peyton Plott had 4 points in that first half, all at the free throw line. Knocks down his first field goal of the season. And a chance to hit his fifth free throw of the night with an and one opportunity. Couple of power dribbles by the 5'7 guard. Good looking stroke by Peyton Plott. I'll tell you what, he'll take a seat. Trenton Maynard is on the floor. So is Carl Lindsay, Antoine Daniels, Hampton Jordan, and Trey Ross. Got in foul trouble early in that first half. He's back on the floor for the Tigers, guarding on the right wing. 4 minutes to play in the third. Tigers lead by seven, a game they won very handily a week ago, 82-56. They're in a rock fight right now between the Tigers and the Dogs. Spin move, left side of the lane, kick out to the point, guarded by Hightower, guarded by Lindsay, and fouled from behind on the 8-foot floater. Carl Lindsay going to be called for the foul. That's two and white. He's been quiet offensively. He is an absolute sniper, man. Carl Lindsay on the offensive end of the floor a week ago. He led all scorers with 18 for Auburn and has done that a couple of times this year. First free throw is good from Cameron Thomas. Talking about Carl Lindsay, again, so far he's averaging 12 points a game. And by my count, he's scoreless tonight. Second free throw too strong and reeled in by Daniels. Daniels will slow it down. He'll walk across the blue and white Auburn High School A. 3:40 to play in the third. Ross works it. Lindsay, three. Did he do it? No. Thought I had the positive broadcaster's jinx. Doesn't go. Daniels going to get called for the over-the-back foul. Maybe a foul underneath. Regardless, it goes on Auburn High, and it is Lafayette basketball. They waste no time on the inbound. They trail your Tigers by six. We've got 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Right side goes by Daniels. Fakes, layup, strong, no. Pulled down on the floor. There's a Bulldog on the ground. He's laying on the baseline, and they do call it. It is Tiger basketball. 3:19 in the third quarter. Back and forth we go. Up and down we go. 37-31, Tigers on top of Lafayette. As Maynard calls out the play, he is the leading point guard, a junior for the Tigers, wearing zero in blue and white. He's on the right side, between the legs, dribble, picks it up, whips it inside for Antoine Daniels, can't come up with it. A Bulldog able to touch it, and then he dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. It was Jordan Johnson, got ahead of himself a little bit, and a shoe shiner goes out of bounds. It is Tiger basketball as Lindsay will sub out. Daniels will sub out as Dixon subs in and Cash Reef is in as well. Cash Reef, multi-sport athlete, plays football as well. How about Trendon Maynard went with the right hand, couldn't get the finger roll to fall. Jordan pulls down the rebound, goes up with the putback, fought through four or five different arms of the Bulldogs and gets fouled on the way up. And Hampton Jordan steps to the free throw line. Did not get the start tonight, did Hampton Jordan. He did start this season as the starting big man, and that first free throw is good. He's got three so far tonight. 6'7" sophomore is Hampton Jordan. As a freshman, didn't see a ton of time, but he averaged 2 points, two rebounds, so looking to build on that this year. First free throw short, kissed off the front side of the rim. Put back is no good by Trey Ross, but he was fouled on the putback, so the Tigers will earn two more at the line. Two guys back-to-back here shooting free throws for the Tigers, both standing at 6'7", tied for the tallest on the team. for this Auburn High squad. Tigers on top, 38-31, 2:52 to play. Make it 39. And Trey Ross is on the board for the first time tonight. Would love to see Auburn pull away here. Again, they won a week ago, 82-56. That was on the road. Second free throw from Ross is good. Let's see if the Tigers can put their foot down and try to put this thing away here at home. 2:45 in the third. Right-hand layup is slings a pass inside. No looker. And eventually finds its way into the hands of Kamari Harrington, who then's fouled from behind. Didn't see who they got. Couldn't quite tell exactly which Tiger got the foul call. Either way, Bulldogs to inbound, left side underneath. On the baseline, guarded by Trendon Maynard. They feed it in. Cash Reef guarding on the left wing now. Or on the right wing, rather. Spin move. Makes one man miss. Makes the other man miss. Lays it up with the right hand. And good on the foul. Harrington's got five in the third quarter. He's got 10 on the night to give him double digits. Looking to add one more. Lafayette just won't go away, man. This is a team that was Final Four bound a year ago. And the free throw off the front end of the rim, no good. They're playing like it right now. Ahead, in transition. That's a three way long by Tyler Dixon, and we're running the other way, left to right on your radio dial. On the right wing. Guarded heavily by Cash Reef. They feed it out. Thought about the straightaway three. Doesn't take it. Now they work it into the corner. Now back on the wing. On the wing. Well, barrels right into Cash Reef, who goes flying across the gym floor. No call. And they give Johnson the bucket, his first of the second half. And just like that, we got a five-point game. Right to left on your radio dial. Maynard has it at the point. He'll work it to the right wing. Maynard looking for somebody. Nobody moving for the Tigers. Finds Hampton Jordan in the corner. Back out to Maynard. Nobody is moving for Auburn. Somebody's got to do something with a minute 40 to play in this third quarter. Handoff to Maynard. Kicks into the corner. That is Dixon. He swings it around. Reef's got it now. Tigers have not gotten inside the lane. There we go. Now it is Ross. He turns, whips to the corner. Pump fake. Maynard, 18-foot jumper too strong. Pulled down on the strong side by Ross. Ball's on the floor. He hits the floor. Dogs hit the floor. Ball pops out somehow. And after all that, you're going to call a foul. And I didn't see exactly who they called it on. I think they're going to get Tyler Dixon, and they are. He's going to sub out. Hampton Jordan's going to sub out as well. Tiger lead 40-35 with 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Daniels, Reef, Maynard, Allen, and Ross, the five on the floor for the Tigers, seemingly to end this third quarter. Left wing, pump fake, got Maynard. Traveled in the lane, no call. They kick it out now, guarded by Reef straight away. Gets in, left hand, layup blocked by Reef. Allen comes up with it. Bounce pass off the back heel of a Bulldog. And it goes out of bounds. Auburn fans wanted to be Tiger ball. Lafayette fans wanted to be Bulldog ball. And they're going to say it is white ball for Auburn High. If you're Tabari Allen, I'd love to see you just take that thing and go. It was 2-on-2. He tried the home run bounce pass and unable to squeeze it through. Under a minute to play. Maynard has it in the half court off the left wing for the Tigers. They look to go down low to Ross. He's not there. Now it's Daniels. Picks up his dribble. Threads the needle into Ross, and he couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the pass. The Bulldogs get their hands on it. They're looking to run. Reef stops him in transition. Pick up in transition. Pull up in transition. No. And pulled down by Daniels. It's Allen now across half court on the right side. Crossover dribble. Kick to Reef in the corner. He's double teamed. Poked away. Ball's on the floor. Tigers go looking for it. They find it. Daniels at the point in the lane. Eurostep fouled hard. He hits the floor and gets to the line. He had Trendon Maynard wide open in this near corner. Maynard was begging for it, and Daniels took it himself. Can't get the points, but he does get to the free throw line. 40-35. Tigers lead with 23 seconds to play in the third quarter. Daniels is scoreless so far in this second half, and that remains. Appreciate everybody being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant. in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Antoine knocks down the second end of the shooting foul free throws. Tigers lead by six, under 20 to play in the third quarter. Guarded heavily is Thomas by Maynor. Now they hand it off right side. Thomas has it on the right wing again. Now they feed it to the point. We're under 10 to play. Guarded by Cash Reef. He's guarding the ball handler Harrington. He spins at the point. Step back at the three with 2 seconds now. Spins in the lane with one. Floats it up at the buzzer. It's no good. And Cash Reef steps up defensively. Locked down is number four. And on the floor is a Bulldog. It was the shooter. I believe it was Johnson who remains down. Quarter is over. We'll see if he's okay when we come back. 41-35, Tigers lead heading to the fourth quarter. We'll talk about it on the other side on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We start the fourth quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network, and Antoine Daniels starts it with a two-hand slam to get this fourth quarter started. Tigers lead by 8, 43-35. Bulldogs have it now, moving left to right on your radio dial. They've got it in their half court. Spins on the baseline, cut off by Peyton Plott. Kicked out, thought about the three. Again, the injury was to Kamara Harrington. He seems to be okay. He is currently on the bench, but seems to be okay. For Lafayette again, 43-35, just about 45 seconds into this fourth quarter. Auburn High leads Lafayette here at Auburn High School. Bulldogs to inbound here on the near side. They kick it into the backcourt and across the Auburn High A now. It is Jordan Johnson. He's picked up by Trendon Maynard. Heck of a defensive
effort. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Me to serve you.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of very favorites and the Tigers.
Dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
All right, we're back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium as Antoine Daniels slammed down another one again. And then Peyton Plott lays it in with the left hand. It's good, and a foul as the football star has shown up on the basketball floor. Tigers are back up by eight. And apologies for the few technical difficulties, but man, it's been exciting here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium as Peyton Plott will step up to the free throw line. Good for a one more and one free throw opportunity. For Peyton Plott, he knocks it down. And going to have a sub come in for Lafayette as Hughley steps in and Zaylin Todd steps out. Left to right, Bulldogs trying to move into the half court. They trail your Tigers by nine with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Hightower steals it. He lays it in with the right hand. And Hightower steals it. He lays it in. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Tigers are up by 11 with 6:17 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters here on the Auburn High Sports Network. They are celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Be sure you visit them on South College Street there at Mountain High Outfitters. So during all the craziness, a couple of the big two-handed slams by Antoine Daniels, you had the N1 opportunity for Peyton Plott as he cashed it in. Hightower knocked down a shot as well. Tigers have expanded their lead. We're up by 11 with 6:17 to play in this fourth quarter. It's been a lot of fun here. A lot closer than the first time these two teams played just a week ago. That one was on the road at Lafayette. This one taking place inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 51-40 is our score. Bulldogs with the basketball. They trail your Tigers by 11, and they bring it in to the half court left to right. And an inadvertent. A buzzer went crazy at 6:05 right in the middle of the play. And that may be a bad sign on the scoreboard. Haven't had too many issues here for most of the game. Girls game went perfect for the scoreboard. Had some issues at the start of the game. And now a little bit of issues here. A minute 55 into the fourth quarter. Seemed to have some problems, so we'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being with us on 96.3 W. Lee. Seems to have a technical timeout. And here comes the scoreboard. Yep, here it comes. All right, timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeout's brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. We're going to be back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. All right, so dealing with technical difficulties all the way around. Scoreboard, they brought out the old one, right, the little prop-up scoreboard. Now it seems that both scoreboards are working again. Nope, there we go. All right, we've got the prop-up scoreboard going again. As Auburn High and Lafayette trying to get this thing settled. Okay, we are dealing with some issues of our own, but we appreciate you working through it with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network as Tigers lead 51-40. Again, trying to get all these technical problems worked out here in the gym, right? The scoreboards are working. LED board to our left, normal board to our right. With 6:05 to play, it is the Tigers on top, 51-40. Just trying to figure out what exactly is going. They're getting the new scoreboard set up, trying to get the score put in, the time put in, the timeouts put in, the fouls put in. Trying to get all that worked out here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Well, I guess we're not trying to get that figured out. They're trying to get that figured out, and we're trying to figure out what the heck we need to do to get this thing off and running. All right, here we go. Now, got the scoreboard somewhat fixed at least. Bulldogs have it in their own half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. Now it's in the half court. They've got it at the point. They feed it to the right side. Tigers lead by 11 with 6:05 to play. Counting down now under 6 minutes to play here on the Auburn High Sports Network. At the point, guarded by Hightower. Plott moves in. It's a 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Into left to right. 5:45 to play. Tigers up by 11. It's on the right wing, guarded by Plott. They're looking to go down low. They get the back door cut now in the corner. They feed it around, working around the perimeter. It's now at the point now. Hightower has it on the right side. Buzzer goes off. They say play on here on the far side now.
When
now
bones
on the near
get out
side.
Of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
So they call a travel on Lafayette. Then they call something on Auburn that I can't quite figure out exactly what they called. And now it's Bulldog basketball again. I don't know, man. I don't know. Either way, 5:20 to play. Bulldogs have it, moving left to right in the half court, and they trail your Tigers 51-40. They've got it now on the left side in front of the scoreboard. Picked up by Maynard, goes all the way into the lane, barrels into an Auburn High Tiger, and it's a charge. A charge is called as the Tigers pick themselves up off the floor. We're going the other way with an 11-point lead. As the kind of little basketball players, man. Wet spot on the floor. Instead of bringing out a towel, we're going to take all of our sneakers and we're going to skin them on the floor until the until the sweat is dried up. I love it, man. Hooper's hoop. You got to love it. Daniels, Maynard, Allen, Hightower, and Plotts are the five on the floor for Auburn High School. Maynard brings it across slowly across the Auburn High A. Now it's Plott on the left side. We have 5 minutes to play an 11-point lead for the Tigers. They're in no hurry. It's Auburn High School, and they're going to dribble this thing out as long as Lafayette will let them. Maynard, left wing. Allen, left corner, pump fake. Into Hightower, back out to Maynard. Crossover dribble, 18-foot jumpers. Good. Trendon Maynard is on the board here for the first time in the second half. He's got 7 on the night. On the right wing now, Allen cheats, tries to get the steal, and then a reach-in foul is called at the point. Are they going to get Trendon Maynard? They do. They'll have a little chuckle with the official. They do get him on the reach-in foul. So 4:31 to play. Bulldogs have it in the half court, moving left to right. They've got it at the point, guarded by Tabari Allen. Allen holds strong defensively, left hand into the lane, and good with the foul. Daniels went straight up, and the 6'6 wall that he is, and it didn't matter, lays it in with the left hand. I'll tell you what, this Lafayette team's got some players. Kamari Harrington, Jordan Johnson, those dudes can hoop. They are letting them have it right now. 53-42. They trail the Tigers. And now 53-43. 4:15 to play in the ballgame. Tigers have a 10-point lead. Maynard in the half court straight away. He goes crossover, pulls up, free throw line. He wanted another one, can't do it. Long board pulled down by the Bulldogs. Hoogley now across the timeline. And he'll hand it off to one of his many guards that are on this team. This time it is Thomas. Almost stolen and now stolen. It's Maynard. Goes up with the right hand and guard. Maynard has got 4 here in the corner. And the Tigers are on top, 55-43. We're under 4 minutes to play. Hightower guards on the left wing. Poked away and stolen. Dribbles over a defender. Contact made. Are they going to call it on LaFan or are they going to call it on Auburn? Believe they should call it on the Bulldogs, and they do. He may have taken an elbow, possibly a knee. It was Harrington who found himself in a really inconvenient spot as Hightower turned up the floor and tabletopped him almost. And they do call it on him. As Trendon Maynard will sub out. Tabari Allen's going to sub out. Hampton Jordan in. And Carl Lindsey. And as well, it will be Tiger basketball moving right to left as we look at it. 3:37 to play in the ball game at a 12-point lead. As Daniels is going to walk it up the floor. Hightower is in command with 3.5 to play. Around the perimeter, Plott thought about the three straight away. He'll hold it and hand it off. Now it's Hightower. Kicks to Jordan. He thought about the three. The gym wanted him to do it. He didn't. Plott with the right hand. He'll work it around. And Tigers pull it out smartly. 3:10 to play. Tigers looking for the absolute perfect shot. Would be the only thing to make them pull the trigger here. Worked into the corner for Daniels. He dribbles on the baseline. And a foul is called on the floor. 3 minutes to play exactly. In the ball game. And timeout called on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. We'll take 30 seconds from you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. It's in the half court now. Bulldogs have it moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers have a 57-43 lead. We're approaching 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. In the corner, swings it here on the near side. Fitting into the corner now, guarded by Carl Lindsey. Gets to the right hand, goes off the face of Hampton Jordan into the hands of a Bulldog. Kicks to the corner. That's a three. Too short. And pulled down underneath by Johnson. He is then fouled on the baseline. Bulldogs have it, moving left to right. 2 minutes counting down now in the ball game. Tigers lead 57-43. Spin on Daniels on the left side, throws it off the backboard, somehow gets it over Antoine Daniels. He's 6 foot six and threw it right over him. Tigers lead cut to 12. Tigers lead cut to 12. Daniels step around. Floater is good in the lane. He's got six, does Antoine Daniels. In this fourth quarter alone, Tigers are pulling away. They're up by 14 with a minute and a half to go. At the point now, turns the corner, lets it fly. That's a three short. Off a couple of Tigers. Should have been off a Bulldog. It's Auburn High basketball. They couldn't see it. And subs are going to come in for Auburn High. Mark Pazell is in. Also, Brooks Orr is in. And so is Cash Reef. A couple of football players. And Brooks Orr will sub in as the Tigers look to win this one with a minute 22. Stolen by Reef. Ahead now for the Tigers. Right-hand layup is good for Tyler Dixon. Dixon's on the board for the first time tonight. 61-45. And the Tigers are up by 16 with a minute to play. Off the right wing, they kick to the corner. That's a three-point attempt. Can't get the roll. Pulled down by Reef, stolen away, and then Reef's going to get called on the foul. Loose ball foul on Cash Reef. And so with 55 seconds to play, free throw is no good for Emilion Hughley. Second free throw, 61-45. That one is good for Hughley. He's on the board for the first time in this fourth quarter. Tigers trying to dribble it out here with a 15-point lead. 50 seconds to play on the clock. Trying to dribble it out as Magnus Davis said, I don't think so. Kicks out to Reef. That's a floater. It is in and out and pulled down by the Dogs with 40 seconds to play. Bounce pass across half court on the right side. Spins in the lane. Travel, no call. And ball is knocked around. Throws it ahead. One on nobody and lays it in with the right hand. Zaylin Todd gets his first bucket of the second half, but the Tigers are 20 seconds away from a win. Davis in the corner, dribbles into the lane. He turned it over. Ahead now, one-on-one, layup, no, but a foul. So a foul will put Julian Robinson, who's on the or in the game for the first time, rather. And the Tigers are going to win at 61-48, final score. And what was a harder fought battle than we thought it was going to be. And the Tigers are victorious. Stick around. We'll have a quick post-game show coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.